In Philadelphia, public school teachers drop out at a higher rate than students. 70% leave the profession in their first 6 years. WHYY's Laura Benchoff offers this story of one teacher who left, taking a detour on a double-decker bus, and then ended up back in front of a blackboard.
Now, if you look out to your left, you can see the beginning of the Ben Franklin Bridge there.
Tim MacLear's day job is part stand-up comedian, part host to hordes of sunburned tourists aboard Philadelphia sightseeing buses.
Now, the Ben Franklin Bridge is a really impressive piece of architecture, but it does have one major, major design flaw. What's that? It's blue. It connects us to New Jersey.
It's a pretty big departure from his last job as a middle school English teacher in West Philadelphia. MacLear's family had pressured him to go into teaching, but it took him a while to get there. Eventually, MacLear did get a teaching certificate. Almost immediately, a mid-year fill-in job opened up in Philadelphia in a Catholic school.
I had an eighth grade class. I was their third teacher. They had run two other teachers out before me. My first day teaching came in all inspired. I was going to change the world.
That feeling didn't last very long.
One of my students completely called me out on it. Told me he had seen this movie 1,000 times before. The young Caucasian was going to come into an inner city room and inspire his kids with words. And then he compared me to Michelle Pfeiffer.
That is, Pfeiffer as an ex-Marine turned inner city teacher in the 90s movie Dangerous Minds. MacLear kept teaching for 4 years, ending up in a charter school in West Philly. But something wasn't working. He wanted fiercely to help his students with their struggles, but when he tried, it backfired. One time, he got close to a family of 9, 7 kids and 2 parents squeezed into a 2-bedroom row home. One day when he visited them at home, when he knocked on the door,
their 16-year-old daughter came with a blanket wrapped around her, shivering, because the boiler was broken.
The family huddled around 2 small electric heaters in the house's 2 bedrooms just to stay warm.
Just the thought of how dangerous that is.
MacLear went to his charter school's CEO and asked if the school could help the family. She assured him that they would.
The following morning, she contacted the principal, who then contacted Child Welfare Services. And I remember after that, asking the 5th grader if he was hungry. And he said no. And I said, would you tell me if you were? And he said no.
He decided teaching wasn't worth losing his students' trust.
I realized that the things that I wanted to do, the reasons I became a teacher, I couldn't necessarily do.
The next summer, he quit teaching and took a job as a tour guide. The bus route starts in Center City and stops by all the famous historical sites. Betsy Ross House, City Hall, Logan Square. But it also carries MacLear across the Schuylkill River into West Philly, which for him is full of reminders of what he's really inspired to do.
Now, my favorite mural is in West Philadelphia, a 2-story mural of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
In 1967, King came to Philadelphia and gave a speech to 7th and 8th graders at Barrett Middle School.
The speech was called, What is Your Life's Blueprint?
Number one in your life's blueprint should be a deep belief in your own dignity, your own worth, and your own somebodyness.
Dr. King challenged the young men and women in front of him not to let the issues of systemic poverty they face overtake them.
If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are.
Even as his career took a detour, MacLear never stopped thinking about how to keep working with students. He started tinkering with the idea of a nonprofit that would help kids through literacy training, mentoring, and a pay-it-forward focus on service. And he started pitching his idea on tours so effectively that some tourists started lining up to help him. One even built the website for his new organization called Teach to the Core. Eventually, MacLear landed in front of Jim Burnett, executive director of West Philadelphia Financial Services Institute. Burnett decided to take a chance on MacLear and his idea.
We've taken a chance on a whole lot of folks. So far, Tim and his team at Teach to the Core have been everything that we've expected them to be.
McAleer and two reading specialists now tutor students in a program Burnett runs called West Gold Fellows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so the last page, mm-hmm. you're going to be, as you read through Huck Finn, you're going to be pulling words out that you don't know and filling them in the last page. Sorry.
Gotcha.
All right.
Whether or not Teach to the Core will become viable as a nonprofit remains to be seen. But for now, McAleer's back where he wants to be. And although he's working for free, he still says he's getting a big payoff.
I want kids to remember me. I want kids to look back one day and say, this guy had a hand in where I am. I get a lot out of it.
For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.